Every time you go shopping, you share intimate details about your consumption patterns with retailers. And many of those retailers are studying those details to figure out what you like, what you need, and which coupons are most likely to make you happy. Target, for example, has figured out how to data mine its way into your womb to figure out whether you have a baby on the way long before you need to start buying diapers. Target tries to hook parents-to-be at that crucial moment before they turn into rampant and loyal buyers of all things pastel, plastic, and miniature. With me here is marketing and data expert Deborah Garcia, who can shed some light on how it's done. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, John.
So, how did they do it? How could Target predict a pregnancy?
Well, Target assigns every customer a guest ID number tied to their credit card, name, or email address that becomes a bucket that stores a history of everything they've bought and any demographic information Target has collected from them or bought from other sources.
So they have our data and use it for advertising purposes. Is that right?
You could put it like that, but let me continue. Using the data, they looked at historical buying data for all the ladies who had signed up for Target baby registries in the past. They ran test after test, analyzing the data, and before long, some useful patterns emerged. Lotions, for example. Lots of people buy lotion, but someone noticed that women on the baby registry were buying larger quantities of unscented lotion around the beginning of their second trimester. Another analyst noted that sometime in the first 20 weeks, pregnant women loaded up on supplements like calcium, magnesium, and zinc. Many shoppers purchased soap and cotton balls, but when someone suddenly starts buying lots of scent-free soap and extra big bags of cotton balls, in addition to hand sanitizers and washcloths, it signals that they could be getting close to the delivery date. Target was then able to identify about 25 products that, when analyzed together, allowed them to assign each shopper a pregnancy prediction score. More importantly, they could also estimate her due date to within a small window, so Target could send coupons timed to very specific stages of a pregnancy.
Isn't that just crazy? Deborah, you also wanted to share the story of a concerned father, is that right?
Yes. Well, Target started sending coupons for baby items to customers according to their pregnancy scores. There was an anecdote, so good that it sounds made up, that conveys how eerily accurate the targeting is. An angry man went into a Target outside of Minneapolis, demanding to talk to a manager. He complained that his daughter had got coupons for baby clothes and cribs in the mail, although she was still in high school. He actually accused Target of encouraging her to get pregnant. The manager didn't actually have any idea what the man was talking about. He looked at the mailer. Sure enough, it was addressed to the man's daughter and contained advertisements for maternity clothing, nursery furniture, and pictures of smiling infants. The manager apologized and then called a few days later to apologize again. On the phone, though, the father was somewhat abashed. He had had a talk with his daughter, and it turned out there'd been some activities in his house he hadn't been completely aware of. His daughter was due in August.
So Target was actually right about the pregnancy?
Yes, they were. But what Target discovered fairly quickly was that it creeped people out that the company knew about pregnancies in advance. So Target got sneakier about sending the coupons. The company can create personalized booklets instead of sending people with high pregnancy scores books of coupons solely for diapers, rattles, and strollers. They more subtly spread them about. They started mixing in all these ads for things they know pregnant women would never buy, so the baby ads looked random. They'd put an ad for a lawnmower next to diapers or a coupon for wine glasses next to infant clothes. That way, it looks like all the products were chosen by chance.
I think most of us will find it both unsettling and unsurprising. With all the talk these days about the data grab most companies are engaged in, Target's collection and analysis seems as expected as its customers' babies. But with their analysis moving into areas as sensitive as pregnancy, and so accurately, who knows how else they might start profiling Target shoppers?